Hi, welcome to the Gridiron Gurus podcast. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside Evan Crawley for the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. It's week six of the regular season, Evan, and let's start with the Pine Tree Conference Class B. There's a few games with playoff implications this week.
Yep, let's jump right into the Morning Sentinel game of the week. Messalonsky at 3-2 travels to 4-1 Skowhegan. Both those teams looking to improve their standings in the conference, and particularly for Skowhegan with a win, they can keep pace with the top, and there could be a very interesting race for those top four spots in PTCB down the stretch.
Yeah, Skowhegan coming off a tough loss at Brunswick last week. You were at that game, Evan, and it looked like they just couldn't stop Will Bessie or stop the Dragons in general. When you score 35 points like Skowhegan did, you usually feel confident that you're going to win the game, but gave up 56.
Well, where Skowhegan really needs to improve is on the defensive line. Brunswick really moved them around. I mean, there were wide open holes for Bessie to run through that game. And, they gave up too much up front at the point of attack to really have a shot against Brunswick. I mean, obviously, Bessie had a huge game, over 250 total yards and the six touchdowns. But equally impressive was Garrett McSweeney. I mean, he threw for almost 500, five touchdowns, no picks.
So. Yeah, on the season, McSweeney, Skowhegan's quarterback, has 16 touchdowns and one interception. And they're facing a team that's similar to Brunswick in Messalonsky in that they run a lot of stuff out of the wing tee. Matt Friedman, Skowhegan's head coach, said, you know, blocking assignments are a little different, and they do some slightly different things. Probably won't throw as much as Brunswick, who's throwing a little bit more than they have in the past this year. But he said the big thing, and like you touched on, they have to get off their blocks quicker and read and react and make the tackle. He said they just missed a lot of opportunities last week, and that cost them.
A guy who certainly can torture an opposing defense is Jack Granacci. He's obviously one of the best players in the state, not let alone the conference.
Right.
He's got a 7-touchdown game this year. And I believe, Travis, you recently caught up with Jack.
Yeah, I went over to Messalonsky practice yesterday and talked to Jack about how they hope to attack the Indians in Skowhegan on Friday night.
Been working really hard this week on all the pass games. So,
yeah. What have you guys been doing well? You're over halfway into the season now.
Our run game, I think, is pretty powerful, and I think our defense run game is good too.
Yeah. What do you guys got to do to keep getting better as the playoffs come closer?
We got to keep working hard down here on the chutes, on the sleds, and we really got to work on our pass coverage, especially against these teams like Skowhegan.
Another big game in the PTCB this week is undefeated Brunswick playing against Brewer, who's only got one loss.
Yeah, obviously this could get very interesting down the stretch here, Travis. Brunswick has looked, you know, every bit as unbeatable as they have been for the past year and a half or so. But if Brewer can find a way to knock off the Dragons, you're looking at potentially four teams all at 5-1. If Skowhegan can get past Messalonsky, you have to think Mount Blue is in good shape to beat all 1-5 Nokomis at 4-1. And then with Brunswick falling back to 5-1, we're going up to 5-1, make a really, really interesting race there for those top four seeds.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're looking at the top two get byes. You know, teams are going to want that to rest and, you know, get rid of some bumps and bruises and move on to the semifinals. So that bye is huge. And if you have four teams at 5-1, it'll make for an interesting last couple weeks, particularly with some of the matchups that we'll see in weeks 7 and 8.
Yeah. Now, when you look at the rest of those four teams have really separated themselves, and it's going to be hard, unless Messalonsky can get a win this week over Skowhegan, for them to really catch those teams ahead of them, particularly if they drop to 3-3. Then you look at a team like Coney, who travels to Hamden this week. They're thinking this could be a get-right game for them. They're not overlooking Hamden. They've got a bunch of very good athletes, a couple kids who were on that state championship basketball team last year, so they're not overlooking the Broncos. But Coney gets Reed Shostak back this week. They get a win at 3-3. They've played, outside of Nokomis, the hardest schedule in, per the Crabtree standings in the conference.
Sure.
Their opponents have 23 wins as opposed to 17, one of only two teams with Nokomis that has played a winning schedule.
Yeah.
So if they can get a win this week, they can probably leapfrog Messalonsky, who they beat head to head. And then it starts to get interesting down the stretch where, you know, maybe they're 3-3 and one of these teams drops a couple games here and there, and they could potentially get themselves into maybe that 3 or 4 spot.
Yeah, and a game with two teams that are really, you know, they're in playoff mode already is Gardner at Lawrence. Both teams are 1-4. Loser is all but eliminated from playoff contention. Winner still is hanging on, probably has to win out. So it looks like across the board, there's big games in the PTCB this week.
Yeah, just about everywhere you turn, like you said, that Gardner-Lawrence game is an elimination game. I mean,
yeah.
there's there's no pulling punches about that. If Coney gets by Hampton, even with them and Messalonsky potentially at 3-3 or 4-2, you got to figure you got to get four wins to get in. And at that point, it's, you know, you're looking at staying home while other teams are playing. Skipping down to the Big Ten Conference, the big one here is MDI travels to Madison Carabec with a game with plenty of playoff implications as well.
Yeah, Madison is 3-2, getting back on track after they'd won two in a row, then lost two in a row. Big win over Waterville last week at their homecoming. Mount Desert Island 4-1, their only loss coming to that juggernaut Winslow team that is just rolling everybody in the league right now. Winner of this is in really good shape for a home game in the first round of the playoffs and still is maybe alive for one of the buys out of the first round. You figure Winslow is going to have number one locked up, and then an undefeated Old Town team, which still has games left with Madison and Mount Desert Island. So, you know, a lot of stuff is still in play in that conference.
Yeah. Like you said, Winslow has been the juggernaut. They're going to host Foxcroft this week. You know, every week it's let's see if anybody can challenge the Black Raiders, but nobody's been able to step up to the plate so far.
Yeah, in the preseason you were looking at this as maybe a game that had a lot of playoff implications, but then Foxcroft's quarterback Hunter Smith injured his hip in the preseason and was lost for the year, really changed the ponies. And Winslow just has so much depth on both sides of the ball, at the skill positions, on the line. It's tough to see anybody in this league playing with him.
And the one remaining local game there is Waterville travels to Belfast. This is time to play or not for the Purple Panthers. I mean, you can't look at going 1-5 and giving a game in hand to a 2-3 team like Belfast and still getting in.
Yeah, particularly since they still have to play Winslow in the last game of the regular season. They have to win this game. They have to beat John Baps next week to have a shot of getting one of those final playoff spots in the Big Ten.
Speaking of playoff implications, skipping down to Campbell Conference Class D, we got a rematch of the regional final from last year, where 5-0 Oak Hill hosts 3-1 Lisbon. This should be another good one. Oak Hill's won 6 straight, dating back over the past 3 seasons against the Greyhounds, but look for this to be a tight one. You know, granted, over the past few years, the Raiders have had better luck in the regular season with winning by a touchdown or two, but each of the times these two teams have met in the playoffs, the game has been decided by essentially an extra point. This is also a matchup of two of the best quarterbacks in the conference. You look at Tyler Halls, left-handed, strong, fast. He's a guy who can break containment on the outside. He can really, really burn you with his legs if you let him get around the outside edge. But the same thing can be said for Dalton Tarrion. I mean, he's been on fire so far this year and really pacing Oak Hill.
And it's always fun to see Oak Hill play Lisbon with the coach's connection with Oak Hill. Head coach Stason Doucette has been a long-time assistant at Lisbon under Dick Minahan.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Stason would never, you know, every time you talk to Stason about it, you get the Belichick answer. And,
sure.
But he's had the better of his, you know, the apprentice has gotten the better of the master, if you will, for the past few times. And, you know, expect this one always to be close, though. You know, it's always a good chess match watching these two go at it, and it's always close. Looking elsewhere, Miranda Cook 3-1 travels to Old Orchard Beach at 2-3. The Black Bears are looking to really establish themselves as a top team in this conference. Old Orchard has played well. They're one of those fringe teams that, you know, they're one of those teams that should be dangerous in the playoffs. They'll get in with 8 making it out of the 9 in the Campbell Conference. But look for Miranda Cook really to pound the ball for guys like Zach Lacasse, Drew Davis. Quarterback Kyle Moran. Coach Emery did say though that they've been working on their passing game. Coming into this game, they've run for over 1,200 yards, but they've only passed for about 100. So they're looking to be a little bit more balanced in the passing game.
Sure. Looking over to the Class D North, the Little Ten Conference, a big game from Mount View, which got back on track last week with a win over Monomic Valley. Mount View, the Mustangs, are traveling to Bucksport Friday night for a big game. Mount View can really solidify their playoff spot and even, you know, work towards a home game in the first round of the LTC playoffs with a win up at Bucksport. But like Haggy Pratt, their head coach, said, they've never beaten Bucksport in the history of the program, and that might be a mental barrier that they need to overcome. And the conference leader, MCI, will be playing at Monomic Valley on Saturday afternoon. MCI 5-0. had a forfeit win over Camden Hills last week when the Windjammers scuttled their season, and they took on a high team in an exhibition game and won that easily. Lost a little running back depth with Adam Bertrand, suffered a broken ankle in that game against High, so it looks like he's going to be done for the season. But with the depth that they have, they should be able to continue moving on. Monomic Valley is a team that's having a great season for a first-year program, 4-0. Pardon me, 4-1. Their first loss of the season last week came to that Mount View team. And just another chance for Monomic Valley to see some tough competition.
For MCI, for a team that, you know, has rolled everybody like they have, was Camden Hills dropping out almost the best thing for them to finally see a team with some physicality that can actually push back against them?
It probably was, even though they won that game, I think 40-12 over Hyde. It was an opponent who they weren't familiar with, who had a few kids who are fifth-year seniors because they play in the prep league where they're allowed to have that. And it was just a chance to probably play a slightly more competitive game for the Huskies at midseason, which with some of their games, even against teams that they were supposed to be competitive with, like Matanuck, you know, that turned into a 61-0 game. A chance for the Huskies to probably face a team more like a playoff atmosphere.
And that'll do it for this week. This is an edition of Gridiron Gurus. Be sure to check on www.centralmaine.com for all the great high school football content and much more.